It is that time of the week where we take a look at movies. I am joined once again in studio by the wonderful Michael Jones. Michael, what have you seen this week?
What have I seen?
That doesn't sound good.
I've seen quite a bit of disappointment, actually. I've seen King Arthur, The Legend of the Sword.
I have had mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews? That's being very generous. That implies that some people actually enjoyed this film.
Oh, dear. I don't think you're in the enjoyment camp then.
Yeah, I don't know who they were because at the screening I was in, there were a lot of very disgruntled people leaving the cinema. I didn't see too many people going, yeah, that was the best thing I've ever seen. Not a single one. Anyway, look. Charlie Hunnam's in this. Jude Law is in this. Astrid Berg is Frisbee. Jimon Honsu, Aidan Gillen. You'd think, wow, this could be and should be a good film. And it's directed and co-written by Guy Ritchie. This is the guy who, almost 20 years ago now, brought us Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch and The Man from U.N.C.L.E. You think, well, okay, that guy really hasn't had a good film since Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, but maybe 20 years later he's due for another good film. Anyway, this film, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, I guess they were hoping it was, well, the producers were obviously hoping it was going to be the first in a franchise. Unfortunately, that doesn't become obvious to the casual viewer until well over an hour into this very slow-moving film. Guy Ritchie and his fellow writers seem to have created a very dodgy recipe by throwing together a large dollop of Arthurian legend, a pinch of the Moses story from the Old Testament, a dash of Game of Thrones, and half a cup of South London gangster film, hence the reference to Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch. Unfortunately, what's missing in this bloated and at times really, really dull film is that spoonful of sugar or magic. And I mean movie magic, to make this messy concoction go down in the most delightful or palatable way. There are some interesting elements in this film. There are some giant, evil-looking elephants. There's the use of kung fu. I don't recall the use of kung fu in Dark Ages Britain, but anyway, apparently it was there. And what I think is possibly a female Merlin that's going to be in this franchise, if we ever get to a second film. Somehow I don't think so. There's also some classic Guy Ritchie-isms in it. There's, you know, characters telling stories to each other and flashbacks. There's also a really, really exciting chase scene through ancient Londonium. And there's plenty of that guy. There's a bit of that Guy Ritchie humour. Anyway, and Charlie Hunnam, he's a likeable and charismatic aspiring King Arthur. And Jude Law does his best Rufus Sewell version of absolute evil usurper King Vortigern. But none of these elements are really enough to fill a 2-hour-and-6-minute film. Look, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels was 107 minutes. King Arthur, The Legend of the Sword, is no Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Swords. And I'm afraid any edginess of The Legend of the Sword has been well and truly dulled by excess. Audiences will want to pull out of this franchise, which pretty much sinks like a stone halfway through film one.
Oh, that is brutal. You know what? I can get behind female Merlin, though. That I can get behind. Kung Fu, not so much. I'm still a little bit stuck on the Kung Fu.
Well, they never actually name the female, but I suspect Merlin. She will reveal herself as Merlin if we do get to a second film, I highly doubt.
Oh, well, maybe in the future I'll be able to get behind a female Merlin. Michael, thank you so much.
Pleasure.